Hey, I know we're supposed to move on to the next world, but I have a different mission in mind.
I think I know what you're thinking.
We gotta deliver these letters.
Polyester Ties writes, I dedicate this song to Meredith, the girl I had a crush on in 8th grade back in 1997. It all started when we had to be parents together, taking care of a hard-boiled egg baby for science class. After I dropped the box you made with the egg baby in it and you got upset with me, I knew I had to make it up to you. I spent many hours creating two 120-minute mixtapes for you with the best I had to offer. Because I didn't have a stereo with dual tape decks at the time, I used two single tape decks side by side, one to play the song I wanted and the other to record it on, hopefully without too much background noise. Though I'm certain they contained more, the songs I remember from the mix included my favorite jams from the Spin Doctors album Pocketful of Kryptonite, as well as gems from an album by a country western comedic musician, Gary Peeler, who I once saw live at the KOA in Nashville, Tennessee. But the music was not enough of a gift. I felt the need to do more, and since my family hadn't yet purchased a computer, I painstakingly transcribed by hand the lyrics to every song on loose-leaf paper, which I then bound into a neat blue folder with a clear plastic cover. My taste in music has always been intensely personal and somewhat unique in my circle of influence, so stepping out of my comfort zone to share it with you was terrifying. That's why I waited until you were about to board the bus on the last day of school to give them to you. I was surprised and not entirely ready when you walked by with your best friend Lauren. I called out, "Meredith, I have something for you," and miraculously, you stopped and turned to listen to me. I had just finished selling sodas and ice cream sandwiches with my friends for our daily after-school Math Counts fundraiser. My backpack was on, and my half-eaten jumbo ice cream sandwich was in one hand. Since I needed both hands to open my backpack and give you the tapes and lyrics folder, and there was no safe place to put down the ice cream sandwich, I put it between my teeth. As quickly as I could, I took off and opened my backpack to remove the gifts and offer them to you. You said, "What's this?" with a confused look on your face. With my hands still full of the tapes and folder, and the ice cream sandwich still in my mouth, I attempted to say, "I made this for you," which came out as a pathetic mumble. Apparently you understood my awkward communication, and you took them from me, somewhat suspiciously. You rejoined Lauren and got on your bus, while I turned back to my friends and finished my ice cream sandwich. You moved away that summer, and we've never seen each other since, so I never got to find out your reaction to the tapes and music. Did you like them?
Thank you.
This is for my brother Mike, a la Teenage with Attitude podcast. Growing up, the Genesis was a huge part of our seven-kid household. The game was a tough choice because, let's face it, Genesis music was good. Sonic 2, Gunstar Heroes, Mean Bean Machine, even Socket, a totally not Sonic game about an electric duck, sounded great. But Wiz and Liz takes the case for emotional importance. First of all, you play against the clock to save wabbits. We're a whole family of bunny lovers. And second, the bassy, jazzy tunes in this game shaped Mike's taste in music particularly.
Wavered on whether or not to submit a dedication song because I knew if I did one, it would be totally sappy. Well, here I am, covered in virtual sap. This track is called Running From Home, and I've dedicated it to my daughter. Yesterday, I realized that I had been intentionally keeping an empty shampoo bottle in my shower. I have this vivid memory of shopping with my wife while she was several months pregnant and hefting this giant bottle. "Do you realize by the time I finish this, we will have a baby?" I asked her. Now here I am with a 14-month-old girl, and I'm already completely shocked that any time has passed at all. This song evokes that same bittersweet feeling for me, the emotions that come with the knowledge that she's already growing up more than I can ever imagine. I want to keep her forever, but I know she's going to need to run from home someday. I'll do my best to enjoy every moment until then. Love, Dad Dyad.
I dedicate this track to a very special babysitter that I had when I was quite young. I don't even remember her name, but my brother and I were ecstatic when she would come over because she was a wizard at video games. We at that age simply could not beat Super Mario Brothers after repeated attempts together and separately. It was a feat that we watched her accomplish wide-eyed and consumed with awe. This track would instill terror in our hearts, but having someone to show you how it's done aids the overcoming of obstacles immensely.
Recently asked us to submit songs with dedications, so I'm happy to oblige. Only one of my buddies listens to video game music other than me, and he's actually another patron, Mega J. We met at college, and even though we live a ways apart now, we try to get together on occasion to play retro games until 4 in the morning and to play video game music quizzes online. Mega J is a big Nintendo fan, and he's also a big fan of goofy, silly games, so I thought I'd dedicate a goofy, silly song from a Nintendo game to him. This is Wario de Mambo, na 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 na, and it's a bunch of stupid fun.
Na 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 na.
Carlos wants to say that he knows that you and I, Emily, both have significant others, but he doesn't know how we feel about the word soulmates. Growing up, he guesses he did have a romantic notion that across this world there is a person that is your perfect match. As a soul, a vibration, a heartbeat that is meant to pierce through and change you forever. Carlos asks, do we feel this way? Carlos says it's one thing to hope for something like this, and it's another thing to have that bolt of lightning strike you and set your heart on fire. Carlos feels like he has been lucky enough to experience this miracle. Carlos met his wife in high school, and it's been 17 years since that day. Joanna gives him life. She gives him purpose, Carlos wants to say. He also wants to say she is the most beautiful woman he has ever seen. She is a pillar of light, shining up into Carlos's cosmos. And the cosmos is where this track leads Carlos. The soundtrack holds a special place for Carlos and his wife. Carlos says, it's funny, really. I can't think of a happier soundtrack than that of Katamari Damacy. He and his wife both enjoy it. It's so happy, in fact, that they use it to ward off fear. They had watched a Japanese horror movie called Ju-on, and it scared the stuffing out of them. Carlos had an idea. He and his wife listened to the Katamari soundtrack before they went to bed, and it saved them from the horrors of their imaginations. He wants to thank Katamari for rolling up their fears. Carlos thinks Joanna would pick Lonely Rolling Star, but since we've already played it on the show, he chose this track. He thinks it fits his dedication well. But Carlos wants to say to all you, and to us, Emily, even if we don't believe in such things, every person in this world deserves to find a person that can make you feel like Joanna makes Carlos feel every day. Those mushy ones whom you especially wanted to thank were Polyester Ties, Monica, The Dyad, Wicked Sephiroth, Alien Jesus, and Carlos, and also to Meredith, Mike, the daughter of the Dyad. The unknown babysitter.
Mega J.
And that very special someone. The soulmate.
Joanna. Yeah. And to all the soulmates out there.